WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. One of the top prize winners at this past Cannes Film Festival was the drama Compartment Number 6, which is Finland's entry in the Oscar race for Best International Feature. The movie follows two travelers sharing the same compartment on a train through Russia. It opens tomorrow in theaters in Los Angeles and New York. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
Compartment Number 6 largely unfolds aboard a passenger train rattling its way through Russia sometime during the late 90s. But it feels like a throwback to an older tradition of railway movies, with their promise of transcontinental intrigue and fateful connections. It isn't a thriller like Alfred Hitchcock's The Lady Vanishes or Andrei Konchalovsky's Runaway Train. But there's a steady, thrumming tension to every scene, a sense that anything could go wrong at any moment. At times, Compartment Number 6 plays like a rougher, scruffier, less romantic version of Richard Linklater's Before Sunrise. Certainly, it's anything but love at first sight for Laura and Lioha, the two passengers who find themselves lumped together for most of this journey. Laura, played by Sadie Harla, is a Finnish archaeology student who's been studying in Moscow. She's about to travel to the Arctic port city of Murmansk to see some recently discovered prehistoric rock paintings. Laura had been planning to take this trip with her girlfriend, but their passionate affair seems to be on its last legs, and Laura's decided to go it alone. Once aboard the train, she finds herself stuck in a second-class compartment with Lioha, a rowdy Russian miner played by Yuri Borisov. Lioha's crude, drunken outbursts suggest that they're both in for a very bumpy ride. Laura tries to steer clear of Lioha and even requests a different compartment, but the train is fully booked, and no one seems eager to help her out. The camera follows the characters as they make their way through cramped corridors and dining cars. They're in motion and trapped at the same time. The atmosphere is overpowering. You can just about smell the booze and cigarette smoke, and you feel the desolate chill of this wintry landscape in your bones. This is the second feature written and directed by the Finnish filmmaker Juho Kuosmanen, who has a gift for illuminating the harsh realities of his characters' lives with a delicate touch. Before long, a spark of warmth ignites between these two reluctant companions. As Laura, Sadie Harla doesn't say much, but even her silences are fiercely expressive. She's flinty and tough, with the natural guardedness of someone traveling alone through an unfamiliar country. As Lioha, Yuri Borisov has a rascally charm that wears you down. Beneath his exasperating rough edges, he can be a sensitive, even vulnerable soul. It's a pleasure to watch them relax in each other's presence and discover that they may have more in common than they thought. Much like the train itself, Compartment Number 6 barrels ahead in fits and starts. Along the way, there are surprises and detours. At times, Laura and Lioha are able to leave the confinement of the train and explore their surroundings, which allows the story to breathe. Kuosmanen adapted the script from a 2011 novel by Rosa Liksom, which took place in the 1980s, during the final days of the Soviet Union. The movie is set roughly a decade later, as we can see from all the pre-digital gadgets. Cell phones are still a few years away, and Laura spends a lot of time listening to her Walkman and recording her travels on a camcorder. There's real poignancy in those time capsule details, which suggest that the movie is about the end of something. Maybe the last gasp of an era when technology didn't completely rule our lives and it was easier to strike up a conversation with a fellow traveler. Even still, there's something timeless about the journey that Kuosmanen takes us on. Compartment Number 6 may look modest, but it's transporting in every sense. It'll speak to anyone who ever wanted to board a train and escape, and to find an improbably perfect person to do it with.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed Compartment Number 6.